Jamie Simulas walked handcuffed into the prisoner's dock of a Barrie courtroom on Tuesday with the word, freedom, clearly visible in ink on his left forearm as the bailiff removed his shackles. By the time Simulas left court to go back to jail, that tattoo was the closest thing to freedom he will experience for many more months after pleading guilty to a string of break-ins and thefts that victimized businesses in Barrie, Bradford and Vaughan during the summer of 2022. After pleading guilty, Simulas was sentenced to 2 years less a day by Madam Justice Jody Lynn Wadilove of the Ontario Court of Justice. This was a crime spree, Wadilove said from the bench, as Simulas looked on intently. Simulas was part of a gang of thieves that broke into Bolts Plus, Mercer Equipment and Money Machine, a pawn shop, all businesses in the south end of Barrie. Court heard that the total value of goods stolen in those heists was almost $70,000. The gang then fenced the goods, mostly tools and construction equipment, in Bradford, where Simulas grew up. Court also heard that police discovered evidence of another break-in on Bayfield Street during the same crime spree. Simulas was discovered soon after in nearby Midhurst in his father's vehicle, accompanied by his co-conspirators and in possession of stolen property, as well as bolt cutters. Simulas also pleaded guilty to stealing a U-Haul truck that was used to transport the stolen loot, as well as breaking into a flooring business in Vaughan and theft of almost $500 in groceries from a Sobeys store in Bradford. In total, he was found guilty on 10 different charges, including 3 breach of release orders that has kept him in prison since July. The sentence, which included a $4,500 restitution order, married up exactly to what the prosecution had sought in submissions by Crown Attorney David Russell. Simulas's lawyer, Dominic Manzo, had asked for a sentence between 12 and 18 months and for any restitution to be waived because of his client's limited employment history and prospects for finding work upon release. "It's not enough," Wadilove said of the Manzo's request for a lighter sentence. Simulas was credited with 239 days so far, at the standard rate of 1.5 days per the actual 158 days spent in jail to this point. He has 490 days left to serve, meaning he will be eligible statutory release in about 9 months' time. Simulas declined an opportunity to speak to the court, but Manzo told Wadilove of a rough childhood. His mother died 6 years ago of a drug overdose, and court heard evidence that Simulas found her unresponsive, aged just 51. Simulas's current age was not presented in court, but he appears to be roughly 30 years old. "He's always felt guilty about not being able to help her," Manzo told the court of his client finding his mother deceased. Simulas has developed addictions of his own, including crack cocaine use. As part of his sentence, Wadilove made Simulas subject to addiction counseling during his probation that will follow his release. Earlier on Tuesday, Michael Gillingwater was before Wadilove to plead guilty to a lesser charge of mischief after breaking into a trailer on Issa Road earlier this year. Gillingwater, 56, was given a suspended sentence of 12 months and a $300 fine. A more serious charge of break and enter was withdrawn. Gillingwater was attempting to steal a Honda generator from the trailer, but neighbors alerted the owner while the crime was in progress. He fled the scene, but was apprehended shortly thereafter. Gillingwater has a criminal record that dates to 1987. According to evidence introduced during sentencing, he has recently been diagnosed with a brain tumor. "My focus now is to get my brain tumor fixed," Gillingwater told the court, while wiping tears from his eyes. "My criminal life is over."